So we'd like to welcome Cara. Please, would you come to the front? Over the last year, as part of our stewardship campaign, as part of our annual giving and our charitable giving, we always nominate one charity to receive our gifts, to feel our love and our generosity. And this year, over the past 12 months, we've been raising money and giving donations for the Bauer House. And it's very fitting this year because it's your 25th anniversary as the Bauer House. It was lovely to be here on Thursday when we had the AGM, but also a special celebration service to celebrate those 25 years and to see some of the people who've been involved in that, some of the people who are still involved in that, and of course we know some of them very well here in our church. And so we would like to present you, first of all, with this cheque with our love for £7,100. Cara, bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, please.
Gosh, I feel really overwhelmed. Thank you so much for all your work, your support, all your fundraising. That's amazing. Such an amazing total. So grateful. On behalf of myself and Lorraine, Lorraine's in Italy at the moment, my fellow service coordinator, so we did think it was rather a long way to come for this morning, but I know that she'll be so astounded, really. Thank you. Gosh. I'm going to put my glasses on so I may look over the top a little. Apologies. So lovely to be here this morning. As Andy said, we were here on Thursday for the Bauer House AGM and Thanksgiving service. And so if you were in the building during that time, apologies if you were disturbed by us, because at times we did get a little bit loud, I know. But we were celebrating 25 years, so I hope you'll forgive us and we won't be that loud again for another 25. We had such a blessed time and we were so thankful to Andy for preparing and leading such a beautiful Thanksgiving service. And we know how busy he is, so thank you, Andy. We really appreciate it. So who are the Bauer House? Many of you will know who we are because there are a good proportion of your congregation that actually volunteer for us, which is a wonderful, blessed thing, so we thank them. But if you don't know about us, it's always a pleasure to be able to come and talk about the Bauer House. And if I speak for too long, I'm hoping that Rachel and people on the Bauer House row will kind of give me the nod, because I can get a little bit carried away. 25 years ago, a group of Christians from across the town felt a shared stirring in their spirits to meet the need for a counselling service that could offer professional quality support to all, regardless of their ability to contribute financially. The Bauer House was literally praying to be in, and people followed God's direction in the forming of the Bauer House, even down to the building. There's a story of one of our founding members praying and believing that we were being told that we had to look for a building with an archway. And nobody knew where this building was. And then 32 Coventry Road came up. And for those of you that know where we are, you know that there is indeed an archway. And as people prayed, carpets were, you know, people prayed for carpets and carpets appeared. People prayed for fridges and fridges came to us. And so we were resourced in terms of what we needed in the house, but also in terms of people. And the right people came. So the Bauer House opened 25 years ago on the 19th of April with a small group of people. And it has grown, and we thank God for that. So we are now over 40 councillors. All those councillors are professionally qualified or on the cusp of qualifying, which means they're doing their placement hours as students. They're just finishing off their training. And we have around 25 support workers. We also have a governing body, and there's Lorraine and I, who are the only paid kind of members of the team, as service coordinators who kind of oversee the clinical running and other things as well. We know that our support workers are the backbone of the service. Because people tend to think when we talk about a counselling service, well, you know, it's about counselling, that's really important. Without our support workers, we could not run. They're amazing people. They are the first point of contact when somebody rings up and seeks counselling. That kind of first phone call is so important, that they are met with empathy and they are met with sensitivity on the phone. And so we know that is such an important skill, and we have many people that do that so brilliantly. They do lots of the administration, they liaise with our counsellors to kind of book sessions into the diary, and they do that really important first meeting. Can be a very scary thing for people to come to the house for the first time, particularly if they've not had counselling before. And so being met with a smile, being offered a cup of tea, with all the love that goes with that, is such an important thing. And we have people that say to us, I don't know what it is about this place, but I just feel a sense of care and love when I walk in. We also have associate support workers, and that's been quite a new role for us, and that takes the shape of kind of really practical things. So we now have a Bower House handyman, Keith, who has done incredible work. And if you walk past the Bower House, you will see the beautiful gates that Keith fashioned. He's done so many jobs inside the house. Keith's fingerprints are literally all over the house. We have people that come and clean for us. So they don't do the traditional support worker role of kind of answering the phone, but they clean, and we're so grateful for that. And we also have Friends of the Bower House, and they're people that donate from £1 upwards a month to support us financially. So important for us, because it's consistent support that we have. Or they offer us a skill. So, for example, our window cleaner is a window cleaner by trade, but he offers us a window cleaning service so that we don't have to pay out for that. And again, we're really grateful. So that's really to give you a little bit of an overview of us. This work is God's work. It always has been. The service is the Lord's. And so we very much kind of want prayer to be part of our daily kind of running in the house. We have prayer meetings. Those happen kind of once a month, sometimes bi-monthly. And we did, during our anniversary year, feel that it was right to do 24 hours of prayer. So a small group of us stayed up all night and prayed all the way through the early hours. We walked round Harbour and we delivered little stones of hope that had been created on our away day, which is a team day where all the team get together and kind of consider a theme. So we'd made these stones and we delivered them around Harbour and prayerfully delivered them around Harbour. So we were praying as we walked. It was a really special time. And we're hoping to do another one of those soon. We are a team, but we are a family. And I really feel that in the house. We have people from every denomination that volunteer. We are the body of Christ in the house, and all parts are needed. Just like that, but the metaphor of the body, all parts are needed, and we describe ourselves as a 70 to 80 person job share. It really does work like that. So who are our clients? Well, our clients are signposted by GPs, by friends, by family, by churches. They come from everywhere within a 10-mile radius around the Bower House. We don't get any financial support from the NHS, even though they send people our way, or from the government. And we rely on client contributions, church support, such as Your Good Selves, donations and fundraising to keep going, because we really want to be here for another 25 years. So how do we do that then? How do we fundraise? Well, it could be coffee mornings. We normally have them at the theatre around Christmas time. So please, if you see any kind of coffee morning signage around, come and see us at the theatre at the end of November this year. We're at the Scarecrow Festival. Next year, Lorraine and I said we were going to dress up as scarecrows too, because we didn't fully commit this year, but we will next year. So if you want a laugh, come and see us there. We might do things like refreshments for Harbour Orchestra. And sometimes we do completely wacky stuff as well. So we've abseiled down the Express Lift Tower in Northampton to raise some money. And the last thing that we did, Lorraine and I, as service coordinators, did a fire walk, which was really interesting, walking on hot coals to see if we could raise some money. It was really good fun, believe it or not. And we're also looking forward to a gala night at Harbour Theatre in January. So again, if you see any kind of information about that and fancy purchasing a ticket to support us, we would be really grateful. It's going to be a great performance, I'm sure. So who are our clients then? Anybody in any age season of life. So we see children from 5 up to the age of 10, and then we see adults from 18 all the way up. The teenagers go to the Cube Counselling Service in Market Harbour, so we signpost them there. I was thinking about kind of how to describe who might come, and I went back to a walk actually that my husband and I took yesterday. It was a very interesting walk. I live in Northamptonshire, so I'm not actually in Leicestershire, and we drove to Bedfordshire because we're kind of on the border. And as we got the dog out of the car and looked at the beautiful fields, we were walking by a river. The sun was shining. It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. And we started to walk. And as we walked, we thought, oh, the weather's starting to change a little, and the clouds came across. And then the rain began, and we thought, do we keep going? And we thought, yeah, we'll keep going. You know, we're okay. And then the hail came. And we had hail the size of marbles. And as the deluge came down, my husband started to kind of try and run. He was absolutely panicked because he was getting hit on the head by these hailstones. I scooped up my little dog because I was fearful she was going to get hail in her face. And so I was trying to protect her, and we took shelter. We looked at the weather forecast before we left, but we never envisaged that it would be that bad. And that is sometimes what it's like in life, isn't it? Where we can be walking the walk of life, but then all of a sudden we encounter circumstances and things that seem to literally pummel us. And that's the case for our clients, that they may be walking in life and then things happen and they need some support in navigating that. And we don't tell them what to do, but we walk alongside them with love, with care, with non-judgment, and we give them time and a space to be able to come and find their way forward in those circumstances. And it never ceases to amaze me how incredible and how resilient human beings are in being able to traverse such difficulties. We want to show at the Bower House God's love in practical action. And you might think, well, yeah, you're talking to people, you know, it's not just words that we're doing. 1 John 3 verse 18, dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and truth. And the Bower House very much is about action. It can be that somebody volunteers and creates a beautiful garden and tends the flowers outside. It may be that somebody makes those cups of tea or orders stationery or answers the phone or sits with a client. But all are needed and all are loving in action. So what do we need more of? If I could ask you to pray, you've done so much for us already in terms of finances, but we know that prayer is so important for us to keep going in the way that God wants us to go. We need more support workers. So if you're interested in joining us, please talk to me after the service. I'd love to speak to you and let you know a little bit more. We need more supervisors. Every counsellor needs counselling supervision. It's a professional requirement. And we have recently lost one of our supervisors to heaven, or heaven has gained one of our supervisors, I should say. And so that's a need that is very great for us. So if you know anybody who's a qualified counselling supervisor, please kind of give them a nudge our way. And we need experienced counsellors too. People that can take very difficult counselling cases that might have multi-layers of trauma that we couldn't give to a student counsellor, for example, because we have to be mindful of that. So those are really our prayer concerns at this time. But finally, what I want to say, I want to first of all give glory to God and thank him for all that he has done for us, because he is worthy to be praised. He has done so much for the Bower House, and we are so grateful for all the provision he continues to provide. But secondly, I just want to say another big thank you to you today, because without people like you, without your support, we couldn't run. And so I take this check, and I'm so grateful. We will put it to good use. For people that can't afford counselling, this will cover their sessions. So we are really, really grateful on their behalf. Thank you so much.